Welcome to the Lineup Logic Podcast. This is Scott. I'm very, very excited to be back for another week talking some PGA. DraftKings posted their salaries last night and FanDuel did today, so I've had a chance to look them over. This week's slate brings us to North Carolina for the Wells Fargo. It's a solid field of stars and got some great value guys in there too. After doing my initial look at course history, there are some guys that are like screaming really good plays. But some of them that look like they might be value could be fool's gold. And I'll definitely go over all of that. You know, some of my favorite plays to play any week really are teeing up this week. So I'm very excited to watch it unfold. Before we dive in, I just wanted to do a quick little plug for the Patreon page and the Slack chat, because those have been really great tools, not only for myself, but for everyone involved in the Patreon page. Has been great, having a great time. It's mainly where, you know, I do most of my advice giving and talk lineups, and, you know, we don't necessarily provide lineups, but closer to lock, we'll, you know, some people will share lineups, and, you know, it's always fun to see who everyone else is playing and try to, you know, hit the big one, take down a GPP. But, you know, now we're here talking golf. Kind of the first area I wanted to go into was the top 20 golfers in the world. Like, which golfers are in this event that are in the top 20? And you got the number one, Dustin Johnson. Number 10, Adam Scott. Number 12, Alex Noren. Number 13, John Rahm. Number 14, Paul Casey. Number 15, Patrick Reed, and number 20, Philly Phil Mickelson. On DraftKings, the top six players in terms of salary all come from this list. The only one who's not a high cost is Alex Noren, and he's a salary of $6,600, which, you know, is really slapping me across the face with value. Like, while he hasn't necessarily been dominant of late, he's made his last few cuts. Even though he didn't, like, finish, you know, he finished tied 49th and tied 55th. But, you know, this guy's legit. He's, you know, number 12 for a reason. And to be number 12 and under 7K, it's definitely someone I'm going to keep an eye on when I'm building my lineups. The one thing about him, though, is that he is up at $7,800 on FanDuel. So I feel a little bit less comfortable with him on there since the cost to value ratio, so to speak, is not as high. But looking at the other six players, I'm definitely, as much as it hurts to say, I personally will be fading DJ. Like, I need him to prove that A, he can walk without falling, and B, that he's truly come back from this injury. I can't have some withdrawal and paying, you know, almost like, I think it's like 13K on DraftKings. Like, I can't have that. You know, I'm mitigating that risk. Not going to play him. If it bites me, I'll play him next time. You know, there's plenty of golf in the season. But mainly, you know, I know if I'm spending up at that, you know, over 11K price range, you know, we're going to go, for me, definitely, you know, friend of the pod, John Rahm. You know, it seems like his number one mission in life is to just make the cut. So I'm going to, you know, take him and his ability to walk downstairs and definitely fire him up over DJ. And then kind of lastly, in terms of the top 20 players, I'm definitely fading Patrick Reed. You know, he's been playing bad lately. He's a real hothead, and I feel like if he gets in a rut, he's going to stay in a rut for a little bit. He's missed the last three cuts, and, you know, I will definitely spend the money elsewhere. You know, $9,800 on DraftKings is the sixth highest salary, and on FanDuel he's $8,400, which is the 10th highest. So I feel like there are so many pivots that can be had off of Reed, and, you know, all the other top 20 players are in play for me, even though they're expensive, but, you know, they're top 20 for a reason. So you have, you know, the top 20 players here. Now I'm going to kind of pivot over to course history, because I kind of feel like there's a top five, you know, course history plays, so to speak, that I feel are worth looking at. You know, they're not all guaranteed auto make cuts or value. They have a couple of them have a history of a miscut, but looking at the course history, these are kind of the top five guys who I feel are, you know, worth a look. So number one's definitely obviously going to be Phil Mickelson. Five starts, three top tens, top finish a third, has not missed the cut there. That is something I definitely, you know, love to look into. Number two is kind of the potential fool's gold of this whole slate, and that's going to be Roberto Castro. He's got four starts here, two top tens, and a best finish a second with no missed cuts. But he's just been so bad, so, you know, I'll go into that a little bit later. Number three, Webb Simpson. Five starts, two top tens, second place finish, but he has missed the cut once. I was reading he's like local to where this course is and has played this course a lot, so that's definitely something where I'd be pretty confident that he'll make the cut, but, you know, it's not a guarantee. Number four, I'll go with JB Holmes. Four starts, two top tens, including a win, but he has missed a cut. But I think the win kind of cancels out the missed cut for me, so I feel like he's a good course history play here. And finally, Carl Pedersen. He is a club member, and he holds the record for the lowest score on the course. Even though he has had three starts with no missed cuts, he does only have a high finish of 46, so he's not going to be setting course records most likely, but I mean, he does have the course record, so something you have to look at. Up next, I'm going to be diving into the studs, the grout, and the value guys. These plays are going to be for both DraftKings and FanDuel. I play both, but I know a lot of people like the DraftKings format, but the FanDuel format is also a really fun way and another way to completely look at, you know, DFS golf completely differently. So these guys will be in play on both sites for me. So number one, my studs, 9K and up. I'm going to go with John Rahm. 11K on DK, 10,500 on FanDuel. This dude's really burst on the PGA scene, and I really like it when the Euro Tour guys come over and just kind of blow up on the scene, you know, i.e. Rory McIlroy and Jason Day. Feel like that kind of US-European rivalry is good for the game, so the more players they have and the more players we have just makes for, you know, better golf all around. But as we know, in his seven starts, no missed cuts. He averages about 88.3 DK points per game, or per match, so to speak. He's only dipped below the 80 mark during the Masters and during the Waste Management Open. And during the Waste Management Open, he put up a 78 spot, so you know, I'm not concerned there. I feel like even though, you know, DK has finally realized his level of nasty and, you know, really upped the price on him, it's not kind of scaring me away at all. And going over to FanDuel, he's been scoring better in rounds 3 and 4 on FanDuel. That plus miscut, like guaranteed auto lock it up, that really puts me in a position to want to play him in rounds 3 and 4. I feel like you're kind of wasting like a prime chance for a miscut if you put him in rounds 1 and 2. On FanDuel, he has been performing better in rounds 3 and 4. So, I mean, it's kind of an obvious rounds 3 and 4 play for FanDuel. Looking at my other play here, I'm going to go with Phil Mickelson. 10K, 10,200 on DraftKings and 9,800 on FanDuel. Man, I'm really all about rolling Phil out here with his course history. I'm really not worried of a miscut here for him. So again, looking at FanDuel rounds 3 and 4, but you know, looking at his FanDuel production, it's kind of been the same in rounds 1 and 2 and rounds 3 and 4. Pretty much averages the same amount of points. So for me, put him in the second round, get that made cut, make sure you don't get a gooser. But he is viable, I guess, as a contrarian in rounds 1 and 2 because, you know, with that serious cut potential, a lot of people will be putting him in rounds 3 and 4. You know, Fantasy Labs currently has Phil as the 5th best play of the week. And, you know, even though he's high up in price range. You know, DK, you're talking five digits. Like, I'm completely fine with that. Moving on to the Grout, we're looking at 7,000 to 9,000 in salary, give or take. If it's, you know, a little bit different on the two sites, I'll kind of add up and divide it by two. So putting that to my first example, Francesco Molinari, he's 9,300 on DK, 8,300 on FanDuel. And, you know, he's really put things together for himself. He's made 7 out of his 8 cuts on the tour this year, and he's made the last 5. So he's another guy, you know, I really like for rounds 3 and 4 on FanDuel. He's easily good for a top 25 finish here. And, you know, the one time he did play at this tournament, he made the cut and finished 17th. So I like for him to continue a streak of great golf. But the one thing that kind of pushes me away from Francesco, even though, you know, he's one of my favorite plays on DFS, his bump in price on FanDuel, or on DraftKings rather, where he's 9,300, it's like a full 1,000 more than on FanDuel, makes him a little bit less palatable, but I'm really confident in his ability, so even if I have to pay up, I'll be fine with that. And looking at my other Grout, we're going Alex Noren, who is 6,600 on DK and 7,800 on FanDuel. But I really have no idea how the 12th ranked golfer in the world is 6,500 on DK. Like, I know I already mentioned that, but that just blows my mind. I feel like a lot of the European Tour players, like if you look at like Rahm, early on in the year, he just wasn't getting the love from the algorithm. So his salary was low. He was, you know, sinking putts, making cuts, and kind of the same thing's happening here with Noren. So he's made 4 out of 5 cuts on the year. I'm not really worried about it because his one missed cut was the Masters, which, you know, some of the best golfers in the game can miss the cut at the Masters. It's like the hardest course. So looking to pair Alex Noren with Francesco Molinari, I feel like it's a very viable strategy. You know, since Francesco does have that 9,300 price tag, you match that up with the 6,600 on Alex Noren, kind of evens out that little bit of bump in salary. So Alex Noren is probably one of the top 3 plays for me this week, so I will have him spread. Kind of finishing up with the plays here, I'm looking at the value guys under 7K. And first up, Lucas Glover, 6,900 on DK and FanDuel. And, you know, he's really a guy who, you know, being under 7K, has some serious cut-making abilities. He's made 7 out of 8 cuts this year, including a top 10 at the Arnie Palmy. So I feel like he's a nice option on FanDuel in those later rounds, and he's an inexpensive one. So if you want to like pay up and have a little bit more balance of a team on rounds 1 and 2 that you may not have if you're like stacking goats in rounds 3 and 4, he's a good option to slide in there, allow you to build a better team. Currently, Fantasy Labs does have him rated as the best play under 7K. So there's a serious potential that he'll get a little chalky. You know, those sharks that run those, you know, lineup generators and just mass enter all the GPPs, he's going to probably pop up on a lot of those at 6,900. So, you know, even though that's a little scary, it won't end up scaring me away. And my other play is going to be Byung Hoon An, or as the Golf Channel says it, Ben In. So I'm going to go with Ben In because that's a little bit easier. He's 7K on both sites, and, you know, definite high chance of making the cut here. He's 9 for 9 on the year for making the cut. So, you know, slide him in rounds 3 and 4 on FanDuel. And he's been finishing kind of mid-ranged, kind of like Alex Noren, where you're looking at like 45th and 37th. So he's not like crushing it. But again, I just want some made cuts. I just want points on second half of the weekend on both sites because, you know, DraftKings, it's a little easier to come over or to overcome, rather, if someone misses the cut. But on FanDuel, your lineup's most likely not going to cash if all four of your rounds three and four guys have not made the cut. So it's definitely something that I try to look at. And I'm going to wrap things up here with my narrative-esque value plays under 7K. So these are two guys that I did mention previously, but I'm just going to jump back in and talk real quick about, because I feel like if you start them, could get a really big bump on the field because the algorithms are not picking up on what their, you know, career or life experiences are selling. So looking at Roberto Castro, you know, 6,300 on DK, 5,000 on FanDuel. You know, he's snuggled up in bed, just took a couple NyQuil, not a sponsor. And, you know, he's definitely starting to feel really sleepy. How can I not buy into someone who, per his course history, is a 50-50 shot at a top 10? He very well may be the fool's gold of this slate, but especially at 5K on FanDuel and the ability to just throw him in rounds one and two is going to be way too juicy for me to pass up. Now that he's... the real facts is he's been playing awful. He's only got 3 made cuts in 10 starts, and he's missed 5 out of his 5 last cuts and 7 out of his last 8. And there's been no finish higher than 28th that whole time. So obviously he's no, you know, lock and loaded value option, kind of going straight narrative here, but I feel like that kind of contrarian outside the algorithm variation, you know, could be in for some low ownership, and we'd probably roll the dice on him in some lines, especially on FanDuel. Coming back to someone, another great play for me on FanDuel, Carl Pedersen, you know, the course record holder. He's 4,600 on FanDuel, which is insane. Like, I know he has been doing awful, but that's so cheap, you know, for the guy who owns the course record. Figured he would not be 4,600, but he is 6,200 on DK, so he's less likely to be in my DK lines because I can't have Carl Pedersen just fatting out because, you know, he's got a big old belly. So he's definitely liable to for a couple cheeseburgers and a couple missed cuts. So, but you know, he has only made 3 of 11 cuts this year. So rounds 1 and 2 on FanDuel, like, why not take a flyer? Maybe I bunch up Berto Castro and Big Carl in one lineup to kind of hedge the risk. So it's either like one lineup goes, or as opposed to multiple lineups go. Might be the narrative play. I might just go narrative line and kind of roll the dice there. All right, so again, I do want to say thank you to everyone who contributes through Patreon to get access to the Slack channel. If you want to talk golf lines, you want to talk starts, help, you know, filling lineups, not filling out lineups, but, you know, I got 3 guys at 85K. Who do you like? You know, we'll definitely be on there to answer. And, you know, we got a golf page, NBA page, MLB page, NFL page, and we're all just, you know, trying to help each other out. It's the whole point. So, it's a great chance, you know, $10 a month, get in, have some conversations with some good people, and, you know, have a good time and try and, you know, win that money, which is, you know, what we're all about. We're just, you know, them fish fighting them sharks. So let's try to take them down. Have a nice day, everyone.